What is?
Can I ask you some question about practice?
Yeah.
First of all, it's about the sitting meditation. After I sit a while, it's starting buto. Then I feel asleep. Then about maybe 20 minutes, I will just lost the sati.
Yeah.
After about 20 minutes, I will wake up. Oh, okay. I should reset before a bit. So how do I solve this problem?
The moment the chitta gets calm, you know, it normally goes to sleep, so you have to prevent yourself from going to sleep. That means do some walking meditation. When you do walking meditation, you don't fall asleep. Yeah. So, I mean, exchange, you know, walking meditation and sitting meditation, yeah. And be have more sati. Be more aware, you know, when the mind gets calm, you know, so you're not really interested in the Buddha, you know, and then you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Be interested in the Buddha. It changes every time you say it. The interest is that what makes us awake, yeah? The non-interest makes us asleep.
Okay?
Any other question?
About working meditation.
Basically,
I use two methods. The first method is left leg good, right leg follow.
No. Just walk normally and walk fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And just stay with the Buddha. Yeah. When you do walking meditation, I mean, when you stand at the beginning, you say, okay, this one path, you look at towards the end, this one path, I will be with the Buddha. Yeah? And then you look 1 meter ahead, not left, not right, until you reach the end of the path, and then you check yourself if you have been with the Buddha all the time. Yeah? And then you turn around and say, okay, this one path, I will be with the Buddha. Just one path. So each time you turn around, you determine again. Yeah? This one path, yeah.
Okay. So in between, I will not have other thoughts.
No.
Just puto.
Yeah. Okay. For one path, it's, you know, it's even half a path, you know, yeah. The mind goes off, yeah. But when you have to turn around, that is where you determine again, yeah.
Okay. Do I need to, when I do walking meditation, do I need to set a time? For example, okay, I want to walk 1 hour.
Yeah, I mean at least 1 hour.
At least 1 hour.
Yeah. But you can do it as walking as long as you want.
Okay.
It's the same for sitting. At least 1 hour. Huh? And I mean if it is longer it's okay. Huh?
Okay. And also I need to determine I need to practice for 6 hours. Then in these 6 hours, I will do exchange sitting meditation and walking meditation.
6 hours is not enough.
See,
at least 10 hours, yeah?
You mean continuous 10 hours or...
I mean 6 hours continuous is okay, yeah?
Okay.
And then, in the, you know, doing in the morning 6 hours, in the evening 6 hours, yeah?
Also, I have last question. I'm thinking to try fasting for 1 day. I'm not sure if it will help.
No. At the moment, it's not good.
Not good.
No. I mean, once you get really good, you know, in your practice, you know, I mean, then fasting helps. Huh? But at the moment, it doesn't help.
Thank you very much.
So, wo kommst du her?
Ich komme her vor Meditieren. Mein Deutsch ist sehr schlecht.
Ah, it is a bisschen. Where from?
I'm from Denmark.
Yeah, you look so German.
Yeah, it's a suburb to Germany.
What?
It's a suburb to Germany.
Yeah,
Denmark.
Now, which town in Denmark?
From Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Oh, that's on the island. Aarhus is closer to Germany.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you came to meditate?
Yes, I did.
How old are you?
I'm 55.
55. Mm-hmm. What did you do in Denmark?
I'm a consultant within health and IT.
Okay, consultant IT health. Ah, yeah. What did I hear last time? You know, I heard, you know, Denmark wants to wage war with Russia, or?
Yeah. That's some Danish idea.
Finnish?
Danish idea.
Right?
Yeah. But then it's a Danish Prime Minister. She is she's quite hard on this, and she has got a lot of popularity because of her hardlining. She almost became the General Secretary of NATO. So, and she is a very young woman. So it really put her on everybody's mind within the last year. So, but she didn't get to be General Secretary of NATO.
Ursula von der Leyen tried out as well, yeah? These women, you know, I mean, in war, I mean, what's going on in their mind? I mean, don't you remember the history of World War II where the Germans, you know, with an army of 6 million, I mean, I don't know if Denmark had so many people, 6 million tried to invade Russia and didn't succeed?
Yeah, exactly 6 million people in Denmark. And in the Second World War, when Germany invaded Denmark, yeah, we did not release one shot.
One shot?
No.
Yeah, but there were a lot of shots during the Schleswig War. So.
Yeah. 1864.
Anyway, so come to meditate. How long you plan to stay?
I would like to stay here for 10 days, if that is possible.
Yeah, that is okay.
And that is simply because that's the time I have before I have to go back. I come here directly from, more or less directly from Nanachal, Papa Nanachal, and where I spoke to some people who recommended me to come here. And so that's how I hope of you and of this place. I have some prior experience from monasteries within the Ajahn Chah lineage, and I am very interested in getting some knowledge of other lineages, where you maybe get a little bit more instruction on your meditation within the Ajahn Chah lineage. Personally, I'm a big fan of Bhikkhu Thanissaro.
Bhikkhu Thanissaro in... What metta in...
Bhikkhu Jeff,
Bhikkhu
San Jeff. Diego.
Yeah, San Diego.
Because he's got a very, very clear technique, which is the one that I'm actually trying to...
Well, what is it? What is his technique?
Well, I think it's... I can only give you like a very brief and not very fulfilling description.
Just about
the shamatha meditation. Yeah. Occasionally vipassana, if you get as far as the shamatha, basically trying to decrease, counteract the hindrances, having several techniques for doing so. He is, among others, he's very inspired from the forest peoples, and especially Ajahn Lee. He has...
Ajahn Lee Damodaro.
And he has got some of the same interest in the breath, interest in the breathing, yeah, changing the way you breathe to cause changes in your mind state.
not necessary. I mean, we make it very simple, yeah? Because, I mean, the more complicated it is, the more distracted we get. Yeah? So, I mean, when we sit down, yeah, in the beginning we do mostly samatha, yeah. So we stay with the breath around the tip of the nose, know when the breath goes in, know when the breath goes out. The importance of this is, yeah, not to force the breath, but to know the breath, yeah. And the moment the citta goes out, we bring the breath, yeah, we bring our attention back to the breath, yeah. And that's where we need the energy. Because the mind doesn't like to go back to the breath because it's boring, he says it's boring. And all these attributes, you know, all these attachments, all these labels that we put on the breath, we don't want to hear, yeah? We don't want to be interested. We want to know. And the knowingness is very different from what our mind tells us about the breath. Yeah? I mean, we know the breath, how can we not? I mean, when you close your eyes, you know feelings, you know the wind, you know everything, yeah? You don't have to formulate that in your head, yeah? So the knowingness, yeah, is that what we develop, yeah? And the more we know about the breath, okay, is the in-breath, you know, is it at its height, is it up, you know, is it going down, is it changing to the out-breath, is the out-breath at its, you know, height, and then is it slowly going down, and is it changing to in-breath. You want to know every cycle of it. Because the knowingness is the sati. And the sati, we have only two weapons to fight the kilesa, sati and panya, yeah? Wisdom. And if you have no sati, you cannot fight the kilesa. We don't know what is going on. We are not aware. So I mean, I normally translate sati as awareness, yeah? Being aware. In German it's called Gewahrheit, yeah? No attributes to it, just knowing. Yeah? So that's what we are going to develop. Yeah? That is also the key teaching of Rinpoche Mahamudra. The knowingness, huh? It is the knowingness. Once you have this knowingness, at that moment there are no kilesa. Yeah? And that's what we try to develop with the breath. Yeah? We do the walking meditation as I explained to her, yeah? Fast, you know. Not normal or fast, you know. We are not interested in coordinating the steps and so on. Yeah? We just do it, you know. With one path, you know, I'm with the breath. At the end of the path, I mean, we turn around and say, oh, I lost my breath, you know. And it happens all the time, you know. You do it 30 times, 100 times, you know. You always lose the breath somewhere on the way, yeah. You hardly ever finish, you know. We know about the breath at the end of the path. And the path is only 30 meters, yeah? So once we get to that, yeah? And once we get into samadhi, and samadhi is important to, yeah? In samadhi, also the kilesas don't have any power over you. The kilesas are outside, yeah? It is, you know, when you enter samadhi, yeah? I mean, it is like you're in a safe house. Even though you are aware of the things going on around you, but you feel safe, yeah? Because there are no thoughts and there are no memories coming up anymore. Yeah? And everything, you know, even if it is thunder or rain, it's so far away. Yeah, that's called samadhi. Yeah? And this samadhi we need to train, we need to develop every day, yeah? Before we actually can do some investigation. Yeah? And investigation is the only thing that cuts down on the kilesa. Yeah? That cut down on greed and hatred. And that's what we are normally, you know, normally will function with positive. We want this, we don't like this, we want that, we don't like this, and so on. Yeah? That's greed and hatred. And we do that with investigation of the body. Because greed and hatred are rooted in this body. Everything, you know, in terms of greed and hate, wanting this or not wanting this, is connected to the body or to the senses that the body gives you. So that's why we have to investigate it and see for what it is. Yeah? It's a delusion, you know, that what is the body? I mean, you constantly eat something, it is nice, when it comes out, it's not nice. The body turns everything into shit. Yeah? Yeah. And we don't like all the things that come out. We don't like the sweat. We don't like, you know, the grease, you know, in the hair. We don't like anything that comes out of the body. But we don't He likes everything that comes into the body or onto the body. And that's where you see exactly where greed and hatred is. Yeah? It is within the realm of the body. That's why we have to destroy the body. Yeah? See the loathsomeness of the body. And the more we see the loathsomeness, the more our greed and hatred will be reduced. That is how we fight these things. Yeah? Of course, you know, like Ajahn says, that we don't give in to the kilesas when we see them. Yeah? Yeah, that is, but that doesn't solve the problem. The problem is solved by understanding the nature of the body. That's how we solve the problem. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It's, you make it sound quite doable, and this thing about losing the attention, losing the focus, losing the objective, I have been trying, experimenting with raising my sense of well-being, my sense of pity, I might say, in order, because it my experience is that, like, if I sit I got some back problems.
Yeah.
If I sit in severe pain, my mind goes jumping all over the place, and it doesn't want to stay. And if I try to focus on the pain, it is difficult. Sometimes, very often, I get to some kind of wellness. It feels nice for me.
Yeah.
And you can kind of get absorbed into that nicety and stay longer, stay focused and concentrated longer.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to work on this, and people will say, you're just grasping for jhana, or, you know.
No. I mean, that is achanta.
Ah.
Because they don't know samadhi. Mm-hmm. And they cannot do it. Yeah? That's why they say, you know, that's why they dismiss it.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. But Lungka Mahavoa and Lumpuman and Lungpa Buddha Chao, you know, the Lord Buddha, you know, was very clear about it. It is necessary. Sila, yeah? The path out is sila, samadhi, and panya. And without samadhi, you know, without sila, without samadhi, I mean, you cannot develop panya. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You cannot develop wisdom. Yeah? And without wisdom, you cannot, you know, you cannot increase your sila and your samadhi. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So, I mean, all these three are, you know, interconnected, yeah? I mean, it's like you build your house, you know, on just one, on panya, you know, it goes up, you know, falls over in all directions. If you just put it on sila and panya, I mean, it still, you know, falls over. Yeah? But if you put it on three, yeah, it is fixed. Yeah? So you have to raise all these columns, three columns, you know. And the most problem that we have in the West is, you know, samadhi. Yeah? And sila, of course.
Yeah.